stable boys cry.
Said someone, come quick, the horses got loose, got grass sick. They'll founder, faint, they'll die. What is now known by the sorrel and the roan, by the chestnut and the bay and the gelding gray, it is stay by the gate that you are given, and remain in your place for your season, and had the overfit it, but listen to the high fence for sense wisdom. Did you hear that bear said monkey will get out of here fair and square? They left the gate open wide, so my bride, here is my hand, where is your paw? Try and understand my plan, Ursula. My heart is a furnace, full of love that's just an earnest. Now you know that we must unlearn this allegiance to a life of service, and no longer answer to that heartless haymonger, nor be his accomplice, the charlatan with artless horsemen. But Ursula, we've got to eat something, and earn now keep while still within the borders of the land that men has girded, all double bolted and tight fisted, until we reach the open country, steeped in milk and honey. Will you keep your fancy clothes on for me? Can you bear a little longer to wear that leash, my love? I swear by the air I breathe, sooner or later you'll bear your teeth. But for now, just dance, darling. Come on, will you dance, my darling? Darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn to dust? Oh, my darling, there's a place for us. Lies a little past the pasture, and the blackbirds hear tea whistling and rise and clap, and their applause calls the kettle black, and we can't have none of that. Move along, bear, there, there, that's that. Go casting plaster, our Ursula's heart beat faster than monkeys ever. Still, they had got to pay the bills, hadn't they? That is what the monkey'd say. So, with the courage of a clown or a cur or a kite jerking tight at its tether, in her dun brown gown of fur and a jerkin of swan's down and leather, there would sway on her hind legs, the organ would grind dregs of song for the pleasure of the children who'd shriek, throwing coins at her feet and recoiling in terror. Sing, dance, darling, what troubled the monkey, for he was afraid of spelunking down in those caves. Also afraid what the village people would say if they saw the bear in that state. Lolling and splashing obscenely, well, it seemed a rational way. Washing that face, washing that matted and flea-bit pelt in some sea spitchino kelp dripping with brine. But monkey just laughed and he muttered, when she comes back, Ursula will be bursting with pride. Till I jump up saying you've been rolling in muck, saying you smell of garbage and grime. But far out, far out, by now, by now. Far out, by now, bear plow, cause she would not drown. First the outside legs of the bear up and fell down in the water like knobby garters. Then the outside arms of the bear fell off as easy as if slough from boiled tomatoes. Lord, in a genteel curtsy, bear shed the mantle of her deluvian shoulders. And with a sigh, she allowed the burden of belly to drop like an apron full of boulders. If you could hold up a threadbare coat to the light where its worn trains loosened in places, you'd see spots where almost every night of the year bear the mending, suspending that baseness. Now a coat drags through the water, bagging with a life's worth of hanging through the limitless in the nose. In the magnetic embrace, balletic and glacial, a bear's insatiable shadow. Left there.